recording tonight's call. I'm excited to have all you guys with us tonight. What an amazing week we've had on the More Success team. I got some exciting news. I don't get to share this too often, but we as an organization, you guys have already exceeded last April in the situation that we find ourselves in today in North America. As an organization already, you guys have recruited over 60 people more this month than you did all of last April. I mean, that is amazing. Congratulations, guys. You guys are rocking it out. You know, I'm excited about that, but I'm more excited about what the future holds, because tonight we're going to hear some really inspirational training and from some of our top folks in the world of Legal Shield. But before we get into that, I want to give a couple of shout outs because another newsletter came out. Another top performer and recruiter list was released, and once again in the top producers in all of Legal Shield, from the great state of Georgia, Miss Lisa Streeter was number 5 in all of Legal Shield last week in production. So congratulations, Lisa, you're doing an amazing job. And then on the top recruiter list, we have a couple of associates recognized there. I just want to give a quick shout out to Antonio Rodriguez from Washington, and as well as Miss Gabriella from the great state of Washington as being one of the top recruiters in all of Legal Shield last week. But to keep things kind of moving on, because I want to get to the main event, but let's go right straight out now to the great state of Alabama to get our solutions update from our Benjamin Franklin Council Society member and our guru and our leader, Mr. Jimmy Paris. Jimmy, are you there, my friend?
I'm here, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, I'll be brief so we can hear get to Mr. Browning, but I want to remind everyone about the weekly solutions webinar coming up this Wednesday, 4:00 Central Time. None other than Mr. Rob Vest, the top producer in Legal Shield history, will be sharing nuggets of how he builds his business from 4:00 to 5:30 Central. If you've logged into solutionswebinar.com in the past, then you obviously would get that email invitation to be part of that. If you have not and wanted to hear Mr. Vest, you can do so by going to solutions, plural, webinar, singular.com, and they will put you in the list. Also on Thursday, there'll be a decision maker presentation that will be done, which is each and every Thursday at 12 noon Central, last 30 minutes. And 1 p.m. Central, not 12 noon, 1 p.m. Central. This week, Ms. Krista Oftenberg, $400,000 ring earner from California, will be sharing. So if you've got decision makers you would like to plug into that call, you go to lsoverview.com. And unlike the solutions webinar call, you must register for this each and every week. lsoverview.com for you and any decision makers. And then I'm excited tonight to introduce the solutions call for next Monday. As many of you know, on the first Monday night of every month, we have a special B2B call 1 hour earlier, 7 p.m. Central. And I won't just announce the speaker. I will let her tell you about it herself. Ring earner, $150,000 ring earner from Minnesota, Ms. Rachel Lawton. Rachel, I heard you on the call, so why don't you share with the group what you're going to be sharing next Monday night, because not only do solutions people need to understand about social media, but also everybody on the More team. So, Rachel, if you're on the call, take it away.
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah, I'm here. Thanks so much for having me, you guys. It is an honor and a privilege, and I'm grateful to be joining you all next week. We're going to be discussing, you know, is social media really for you, and what are kind of the do's and don'ts, and, you know, I've been hand-selected as somewhat of a LinkedIn guru, so we're going to be talking about, you know, why LinkedIn for you, for your business, whether your focus is, you know, recruiting and building team or in business solutions arena. We're just going to kind of go through some 5 essential areas for you to kind of think through regarding your business on how LinkedIn could be a really great approach for you in a professional setting. So really excited for that. I know we've got some fruitful topics to bring your way, and looking forward to the call tonight. Looks like we've got some really great momentum. So with that, Jimmy, I'll go ahead and pass it back over to you.
Thanks, Rachel. We're really looking forward to hearing you share next week, and hopefully there'll be a time for Q&A afterwards. To get to Mr. Browning, Jeremy, I'll send it back to you.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you guys for those updates. And right now, we started a brand new feature on the More Success team earlier this month of really highlighting and featuring and focus on one of the top leaders and on the team and one of the top Millionaire Club members. And going on, continuing with that, I just want to jump right out to Southern California, and I really want to remind you guys, if you haven't went to the team Facebook page and watch their profile, their story, their lifestyle story, I really encourage you guys to do that, because again, they're the inaugural More Success team featured leaders of the month. And right now, to share their tough nuggets and tips, let's go out to Southern California and my friend, Mr. Brandon Samiego. Brandon, are you there, my friend?
I am, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Hey, Mr. Moore, thank you so very much. And what a great honor and privilege to be on tonight's call. And listen, I can't wait for Mr. Aaron Browning. Just appreciate all the More Success family and all the great leaders in this organization, and appreciate the highlights for this month. And, you know, really a couple quick tips is, you know, obviously as we're wrapping up month end, I would just encourage all of us to be intentional about, really our goals, number one, and number two, our activities. And so know where you're at when it comes to this month, and we have just a few days left, and just increase your intensity, increase your excitement, increase your energy, and really have excitement and sense of urgency, fear of loss, in your tone when you're prospecting, when you're talking to your prospects, when you're doing your three-way calls, when you're doing your welcome calls. And last but not least, serve your team, right? Service to many will always lead to greatness. And so understand this, partners, that, our team, our business partners, they're new, right? They're not going to, they don't know what to do. They don't know what they just don't know. And so they need our leadership. They need our guidance. They need us to reach out to them and say, hey, listen, let's book a Zoom right now. Like, I'll get that text script out to you. You know, we'll get on a Zoom. Let me help you follow up with these folks, right? Let me help you, get them moving along through the process. And, just never expect your partners to fast start qualify on their own, because it's learn while you earn philosophy, right? And that's my tip for all of us, that we have plenty of time left in the end of the month to help every business partner fast start qualify. Teach the 3x3 that we talked about last week. Help every business partner get that manager bonus, and never expect them to do it on their own. Hold their hand. Celebrate their victories. Celebrate their accomplishments. Celebrate their wins. And let me tell you, it's going to be a very successful rest of the month and a huge month of May. So much love to all of you guys. We appreciate you guys, and I'll hand the call back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brandon. And, it's been so cool to be able to celebrate you and Emily and all your success this entire month. But, guys, we're in for a really special treat, because, every week we have a leadership call with the top leaders on the team. And we always have a segment where we're like, who do we want to inspire our organization? Who can we get to really pour into the team and to the organization? And the guy I'm about to introduce has just been pounding. Guys, we got to get this guy. We've got to hear from this. Our teams need to hear from this guy, because he's just flat out killing it. And the biggest champion waving that banner for that cause is none other than our Millionaire Club member and top executive from the great state of Utah, Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, I know you're on the line. I'll just turn the call over to you, my friend. And you championed this, and so you made it happen. And so I just welcome you to welcome to the More Success team your special guest tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. And tonight really is a treat for all of us, I can tell you that much. I saw this, our guest speaker at the first convention that he showed up at. And I remember Brian Crothers bringing him up on stage, hit executive director in like 2-3 months or something like that. And, And Brian Crothers hailed him as like the third documented human to ever walk on water. And I remember sitting in the audience, just rolling my eyes, like, oh, come on. He cannot be all that in a bucket of chicken. And then at the next event, which was Salt Lake City, I find myself back in the green room hanging out with this guy before we were about ready to go on stage. And I just got talking to him. And I almost developed a man crush on this guy. I mean, it was like everything I wanted to hear. He's like foundational principles and how to do the business the right way and the systems and just massive activity and energy and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, picking this guy's brain. I said, hey, listen, I know you got no financial reason to ever come to Utah, but man, if there's ever way I could talk you into coming out to Utah, I promise you, I will make it worth your time. And he said, well, Brian Crothers doesn't let me do Super Saturdays right now. He's not letting me travel. He's keeping me focused and stuff like that. Well, a few months later, I was able to talk him into sneaking on a plane and getting out to Utah. And he didn't just fly in on Friday and then fly out on Saturday. Like, he came in for like literally the whole week. We toured the state, Arches, Canyonlands, Zion. Went and saw a whole bunch of places, but just got to tons of just content of talking and picking his brain and finding out what he's doing and how he's doing it and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, everyone needs to hear this guy. And by the way, I mean, this is the hardest guy in Legal Shield right now to get to book for an event and stuff, because he's like the most desired speaker. Today on the MVP call, you should have heard the MVPs that he's poured out and helped their team and done events for them. They were just like ranting and raving about just how awesome the content was. And so with no further ado, I present to the More Success team, the one and only, the Mr. Aaron Browning. Can you hear us okay, Mr. Browning?
I can hear you, Mr. Hall. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear. Start off, just first of all, for anyone who doesn't know Mr. Aaron Browning, your background, how you were introduced to Legal Shield. What was it about Legal Shield that made you say, I'm going to hook my wagon up to this?
Yeah, by the way, man, thank you for the intro. Next time, warn me so I can get my wife, because she doesn't believe half this stuff I tell her. It would go a long way. But guys, in all seriousness, you know, Mr. Hall invited me to come to that Super Saturday. Yes, I snuck on a plane. Mr. Crothers didn't know, so don't tell him. He found out that Saturday morning we were about to do it. But it was special. It was my first one. Like, I'll never forget Mr. Hall for him even taking a chance on bringing me out to his amazing city and to pour into his people. So when he called for this, we had to make it work. Even though it's one of the final days of the month, by the way. He's famous for doing that. But yeah, my background, guys, I've been a real estate vet now for the last 10 years. You know, like most jobs, you want to make it in real estate, you got to work really, really hard. And so 15 months ago, a friend of mine invited me to come check out this little opportunity that we all know as Legal Shield. And I went to it thinking I was meeting a famous author, Brian Crothers, right? Not knowing anything about network marketing whatsoever. I went there for that dinner. It was later described as what we call an open house. There was no dinner, whatever they did to trick me to go, right? But after talking to him and seeing it, it made sense. It truly, truly did. I've never been in network marketing, never done anything like this. I'm probably the worst person here at sales, if I'm being real with you guys. But it was a professional service. I felt like I was comfortable talking to friends, colleagues, family, coworkers, all that good stuff about something that had stood the test of time, right? So I was willing to give it that shot. And really, the rest is history. Anything else on that you wanted me to touch, Mr. Hall?
No, that's absolutely awesome. You've been in a little over 15 months now. Yeah. And over $250,000 in income, starting from ground zero, associate level, no special hookups, no special nothing. Didn't come in from another company and bring your whole team in from the other company. But here's what I've been most impressed with. The way that you've been able to harness technology, and it's almost like you had a running head start. When we talked back when you came to Utah, what you guys were doing with Zoom presentations and Prospect by Legal Shield and harnessing technology, it's like you had a running head start, and then all of a sudden coronavirus hit, and it didn't skip a beat, didn't affect your business. If nothing else, it forced everyone to now morph and pivot and go the way you guys were already headed and just poured gas on that fire. Talk about the process of getting a new person started right when we're all quarantined.
Yeah. Let me, in fact, I'm going to share my screen. I have some slides I did from a previous Super Saturday. We'll kind of jump around. You know, to his point, though, guys, and this is important. I'm going to talk a lot about the PZC because I think it's something that not to be cocky, I think we run the best PZC in the country, if I'm being honest with everybody. But I want to be clear. I don't want that to be overwhelming to anyone seeing this, being like, well, hopefully anyway, wow, that was really good. You know, I got to start pivoting, doing that thing. We were doing PZCs, to Mr. Hall's point, before they were cool. We were doing them day one, 15 months ago. It's something we didn't, it wasn't a PZC, but in real estate, we leveraged Zoom a lot. And our team expanded so freaking quickly that the PBR for us was tough. And I love PBRs. I still think that's number one. Not here to say anything bad against that. But we were failing forward for literally the last 12, 13 months doing PZCs. And when I say PZC, guys, I mean, we do a bunch of them. My team now, and we're new, we're probably running between 5 and 11, 5 and 12 of them a day. And that's on top of corporate. Like, I'm not even including that. So I have a ton of reps, and I'll share a ton of mistakes we made with you guys today. Mr. Hall, if you're okay, I'll kind of jump in and throw out at me if you want me to touch on something a little bit more.
Explain PZC for anyone who might be taking notes going, I don't even know what that acronym is.
Yeah, so PZC, guys, can you guys see my screen?
Yes. Yes, so we PZC, got that.
It stands for private Zoom call. It's high leverage. And when I came over here, I wanted it to be leverage. I didn't want another job. I was very busy. I don't see my family or my kids enough. So if it doesn't have leverage associated to it, I'm not doing it. And a PZC is just that, right? You're leveraging your upline, a leader on this team, someone from the company, corporate, whoever, to do a presentation so you don't have to. The only thing you have to do is invite guests to come out. I'm going to share these stats, guys, and this isn't to brag. I want you to know the information I'm going to share with you now for the next, hopefully, few minutes. It's real life. We're in the trenches. This is nothing I've read about. This is nothing that my mentor said, go do that. Like, we're doing it. Like, we are rolling up our sleeves every day. 1,400 business partners in the last 15 months, 40 states, 7 EDs, 3 bronze, silver ED to Mr. Hall's point. This is a big one. You know, he just led with coronavirus didn't slow us down. Today, and this is, I think it's going to be a few more by the close of business, though, because I have a pretty big California team. We're already at 175 power team recruits. Like, we are building, guys, like building. I am going to give it everything I have to finish this month with 200. I'm sorry I'm pointing. I get hyped. I get passionate about it. Q2 builder bonus of $56,000, which is amazing. Once again, guys, not to brag, but I just want to show you this is what we're actually doing, what I'm going to share with you guys. Let me get through this real quick. So let's talk about the how do we launch a new associate? Because that launch thing is so important to get us to the PZC, right? And to Mr. Hall's point, guys, we run with speed. That's the only way I know. We are getting people leveled up, paid inside of hours of them joining, not days, not weeks, not months. We don't even talk that vocab. We don't get people started. We get them launched. And hopefully you guys are picking up my language and my posture because this comes out. So our welcome call, guys, super, super important. And I know this is nothing new to any of the vets on this call. Yet I would challenge a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people in this company do a welcome call every single time consistently, right? And it's important. So on our team, guys, our standard, and our standard, by the way, by definition, is what you allow. I talked to a lot of people. They're like, our standard is we do them same day, but sometimes it's 3 or 4 days. Okay, cool. Your standard is now 3 or 4 days because you allow it, right? So our standard is within 24 hours. Most of the time, it is done the same hour. We have 3 welcome calls. It's your upline director, senior director. Upline director or senior director, upline ED. And then the third one, guys, this is really important. It's someone on the team. It could be sideline. It could be in a different team, right? Maybe me reaching out to Mr. Hall. But I want to find someone who has a similar story to that new associate, a similar career or a similar income goal, right? And this is so important because I want that brand new associate to know that this company is bigger than, I'll use Mr. Hall, bigger than Mr. Hall, right? The sponsor. That this is a massive organization that they now just became a part of. So three goals of a good welcome call. It's to anchor the new associate into what we're building. It's to identify talent. And this was a big one. I'll give Mr. Self credit on this. We were not doing welcome calls for the first several months. I was hanging out with him on a boat, actually. It was amazing over the summer, last summer. And he's talking about welcome calls. And I said, no, sir, I'm not doing them. And I said, with all due respect, sir, I just don't see the point. Right? I'm going to be honest with you guys tonight. I'm ultra transparent. For me, it was slowing down. Like, I'd already got the new associate. I want to go on to the next. Right? And he goes, and I said, that's Mr. Self, well, what's your point of doing it? And he goes, Aaron, it's to identify talent. And I love the talent game. We talk talent in real estate. So I said, tell me more. And he goes, we're pulled in so many different directions as a leader, right? I need to be able to identify talent quickly. And that's what we build built into this welcome call. So the third thing, though, is to set the PZC launch, right? So let's hear my six steps, guys. I've only shared this with one other group, by the way. Six steps to a killer welcome call. So my welcome calls, guys, are 5 minutes or less. I'm holding up my hand because I'm passionate about this. If Mr. Hall would have done a 25-minute welcome call to me the day I joined, he just role modeled that I got to devote 25 minutes for every new associate I bring over. And when I came over, guys, I came over to kill this, like kill it. I did not come over to play small. I came over to play big. So I would have self-checked out because of that, right? Because I was thinking to myself, well, if I want to bring on two people a day, that's an hour of time. I don't have an hour. So very, very important, guys. 5 minutes, right? So I tell the brand new associate, so I'm going to use, I see David on here. So if Mr. Hall recruited David, Mr. Hall is going to get David on the phone with me. He's going to edify me real quick, right? I'm going to say, David, awesome. I'm getting a lot of background noise, Mr. Hall. You want to mute someone? Cool. Thank you. So he's going to edify me to David. I'm going to say, David, real quick, man, if you don't mind, share your 15 to 20 second story. And guys, pause on this because most people outside of Legal Shield, I'd never heard tell me your story. That was a brand new concept to me. So you're going to kind of hear him like, 15 second background and go, right? And let them go. It's going to be uncomfortable for a quick second. They're going to embrace the silence, but let them talk. And they're going to give you their quick background. Very important you steal my language. David, give me your 15 second story. Not 2 minute, not 5 minute. If you don't preface that, guys, you're going to get a talker on the phone where all of a sudden you're 10 minutes into a convo and you're still on step one, right? I book these calls back to back on a 10 minute window. So if that ever happened, literally it messes up my whole schedule. Cool, David, thank you so much for sharing, man. If you don't mind, I'd like to share my quick story with you. You guys are going to hear me. I do a lot of tie down techniques, right? It's not just me talking to David. David, if you don't mind, oh, of course, Aaron, please, by all means, go ahead, right? Because part of this is relationship, right? It's not just me lecturing. So I'm going to share my quick 30-second story. Leaders on the call, this is not that time to like beat your chest, say every award, how many times you've been on stage. That's not what this is about. Let's get down to like the bullet points on this, but literally 15 to 30 seconds. Then step three, guys, is, and we just started doing this about 4 months ago and it changed everything. And by the way, I didn't realize the cast on this team. Like I'm a little bit more nervous than I normally am. There's some all-stars on here. So cool. So share your team story. So David, you know, I just shared my story with you. If you don't mind, I'd like to share our team story with you. Is that okay? They say yes every time. And you guys sub it in for your team. Your team is much bigger than mine anyway. But I'll say, David, you know, you just joined Residual Empire. We are the number one team in Legal Shield in terms of growth. Since we came onto the scene 15 months ago, we say that not to brag. We wear it with a badge of honor. You just joined an organization that is killing it. Absolutely killing it. So I'm going to challenge you to, as you build your career with us, build your team, that you wear that same badge with us. Does that make sense? This was big, guys, because now it's funny. They almost don't want to let you down. They don't want to be the reason that the team isn't doing so well anymore. So they tend to lean in just by saying that. It also, you can almost, even though we're over the phone, you can feel them stand taller. They end up borrowing our posture just by joining a award-winning organization. So I would definitely steal that one as well. And then number four and five, guys, these are my two talent questions, right? Mr. Self does it in one question. He's a lot more talented than I am. I'm not. So I had to dumb it way down so that I could do it, right? So why Legal Shield? So David, real quick, man, if you don't mind me asking, why Legal Shield? There's two answers, guys. Two answers and that's it. That's why I love this. So easy. Everybody can do it. Answer number one. You know, my friend Dave, I don't know. I've always respected him. He said, try it. So I thought, yeah, why not, man? So here I am. By the way, guys, is that a wrong answer? No. There's no judgment here. That's David's answer. Or answer number two. Aaron, Legal Shield? Because I don't see my family. I am sick and tired of telling my kids no. And I'm never going to get ahead doing what I'm doing. And today is the day it changes. Real quick, guys, there's no judgment, no right or wrong. But which of those two answers, one or two, throw it in the chat box, do you think is someone that I'm going to lock arms with? Someone that wants to run? Someone that I call uber talented, right? It's pretty easy to determine that, right? Cool. Hopefully you guys are tracking on that. Step number five. David, you know, I appreciate you sharing that, man. That's awesome. Real quick, what do you need to make a month for this to be a win for you? And every time I teach this, guys, I get pushback. Oh, I'm not comfortable talking about money. Get comfortable. I cannot tell you how many of these welcome calls I do. I've never had one person push back. Not one. Not one. Ask the question. Let them answer. Don't give them an answer, right? Don't impose your, you know, I know Mr. Hall's a big thinker. Don't let Mr. Hall, you know, I want to get to 20,000. I want to get to 50,000. Because a lot of people aren't playing that big. So let them answer. Two answers again. you know, Aaron, if I could get this to $200 a month, man, that would be amazing. It pays my cell phone bill, my cable bill, like that'd be huge for me. By the way, no judgment, no judgment. That's their answer. Or answer number two is, Aaron, I have to get this to $10,000 as quickly as possible. Tell me exactly what I do and who I need to do it to, and I'm all in. Once again, one or two in terms of who I'm going to lock arms with, guys. This was important for me. And I want to be clear, guys. You know, we love on everybody. Even the people that want to go slower, we're not saying, oh, you're on the sideline. That's not what this is about. But I'm going to spend 80% of my day with the top 20% of my leaders. And so I have to do it as a leader. And this is just my belief. I have to be able to identify talent as quickly as possible. As quickly as possible. So leaders who are on this call, think about people on your team that maybe you haven't done a welcome call with. I challenge everybody. I guarantee you there are runners in your organization right now. You just haven't seen them yet. You haven't seen them yet, right? And that to me, like, keeps me up at night. Like, I don't ever want that to happen. You know, Mr. Crowther says you're one dud away from a stud. A little bit harsh, but I get where he's going with it. I don't ever want to let that dud in that example, Mr. Nall's laughing at me, that dud, you know, be the person that's going to teach that runner. Because it most likely is not going to happen, right? Just the law of the lid tells us that from Maxwell. Cool. And then number six, guys, and this is arguably the most important thing we do on this welcome call, it's to set the date and time for that PZC launch, right? It is so, so important, guys. I'm gonna tell you about my friend Garrett real quick, and then we'll jump into one more slide. You guys have probably heard this man's name, Garrett Terrell. He is the ripe old age of 24 years old, right? He is he's been with us now less than 4 months. I think it's like 3.5 months. He is less than $2,000 away from his $50,000 ring in less than 4 months. Guys, like, crushing it. Okay, check this out. Here's why. Boy, he's just an amazing dude. He's out on the West Coast. I haven't even met him yet personally. Mr. Hall, if you can mute people. Sorry, guys. I get ADD, and I'm all over the place. So Garrett, so when he came on the scene 3.5 months ago, guys, I did not recruit him. Hopefully this isn't shared publicly, but a dud in that example did. Someone had not done anything else, right? But because we do welcome calls, I was on the phone with this gentleman within 5 minutes. It proves this model works. I get on the phone with him. He came over about 8 o'clock at night, my time. We set his PZC for the next day. It was set at 8 p.m. the next day. And by the way, that's the farthest out we're going to go is 24 hours. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in greater detail here in a second. So we set that PZC. I gave him our script. I call him the next morning at 9 a.m. his time. It's 12 o'clock my time, right? And I check in. I say, Garrett, you were excited yesterday. How many invites you get out? How many comedy confirmations, right? And he goes, I'll never forget it. He goes, Aaron. I said, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, uh-oh, something's off. He goes, this is a lot harder than I thought, man. I'm instantly going in like victim mode, like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. I blocked time away from my family tonight. I'm not going to be able to get it back. Like, I'm not saying this to him. Please know that. But I'm thinking this in my mind. Like, my blood's boiling. Like, man, come on. You don't even know what's in front of you. Right? And then all of a sudden, after like 2 minutes of me just beating myself up, being a victim, I said, you know what? No. In fact, write this down, guys, if you're taking notes. You see, I play to win versus playing not to lose. And most people, if I had to guess, over 90% of people we all know every day, they play not to lose versus playing to win. They play not to lose versus playing to win. Right? So I had a gut check moment right there on the phone where I said, you know what? He already has 1 foot out the door. I'm going all in. His background is baseball. He's a D1 athlete. We had a pretty powerful welcome call where we were posturing a little bit each other. So this is not for everyone. Know your audience. Full disclosure. I don't want anyone getting kicked out or anything. But I said, Garrett, no, absolutely not, man. It's not harder than you think it is. You told me last night you had a big Y. It was X. You had a huge income goal. This is the number one way we're going to get you there. You booked a time on my schedule as a mentor. You're going to fill it, buddy. We got to do it. We're going to do this together. I'm going to check in with you every single hour until we get to the 8 o'clock window. I need you to blast out 20 of those invites now between now and the next hour, and I'll check in with you. Can you do it? And he goes, yes, sir. I called him the next hour. He had zero. I called him the next hour. Zero. I called him the next hour. So we're 3 hours into this. His tone changed. Aaron. I said, yes, my tone changed, right? I was excited. He goes, I got one. I said, you did? Like, I was just as shocked as he was, right? He goes, I did. I said, awesome. We got to go get more. He goes, I know. I'm so excited, right? This was a belief for him, guys. He needed that win, just one win, right? I check in with him every single hour until the 8 o'clock. Now it's like 4 or 5 more to go. 0, 0, 0. 7:45, he has 2 more. I later found out after the PZC, the last two people at 7:45 were his two best friends. Shame on him for not inviting them earlier. That's my fault, right? But he called them both and said, I know you're both at work. I have a mentor who believes in me for some crazy, stupid reason. I'm about to get embarrassed. I need you to hop on a Zoom call. I'll text you the link. Don't say hi. Don't even turn up the volume. Don't even have the camera on. Just be a face so that, I mean, like a name on the little black screen so he doesn't get mad at me. I'm over here going, what? I didn't know any of this, right? So I do the PZC. He has three guests, one real one and two fake ones. So three total. We close it up after 25 minutes. The first one, who's the only one I had a video on, it's all I had to work with. I get him on. I answer a question. We sign him. I'm just happy, right? I get the next two on, not knowing anything better. I call the first one. He was bartending that night, actually at work. And I said, man, what'd you think? He goes, man, I was only able to catch like 8 or 9 minutes of it, but this is amazing. Sign me up. I said, I'm going to sign you, but you need to watch the other 22 after we get done. We signed him. Girl number three, she was babysitting. I don't know. You shouldn't be doing a PCC when you're babysitting someone else's kids, but it is what it is, right? Same thing. I was able to watch 12 or 13 minutes. This sounds legit. I want to do it. We signed all three, guys. Here's the cool part about what we do. It's called rinse and repeat. I'm not one and done, guys. You don't build what we just built that fast doing this one-offs. So those three people, I did the welcome calls with them at 8:45 to 9:30 that night after the 8 o'clock PZC. Think about this, guys. Success leaves clues. I didn't go to sleep. I didn't say, oh my gosh, we got one, honey. You know, high five. We would do it the next. We did it then. Then those three PZCs were set the following day at 5, 7, and 8. We ended up, at the end of 24 hours, he had a team of over 20.
Wow.
20 associates, guys. And I share this story, and I'll never forget it. I'll probably share this from stage for the rest of my life. He's become an amazing human being. He's just an awesome person. And this is going to sound cocky. And once again, I play to win versus not playing to lose, right? So I'm okay if I offend some people. If Garrett would have been on most people's teams, he's not in Legal Shield anymore. He's not. He was already making six figures. He was already doing well. He had one foot in and he just got a bunch of no's right off the bat and he thought it was going to be easy, right? When someone doesn't have to have this, it's very easy for them to turn their back and go do something else, right? Hopefully you guys are tracking on that because it's super, super important. Okay, cool. I forgot what I even call this. So here are a few bullet points. And Mr. Hall, at the end of this week, we can do a Q&A. You can throw things at me. You guys have heard me say this already. I'm a big believer of dumbing this down. If we want more of the right activities, we need to make it so easy that anyone can do it, right? Like a welcome call. Teach this so that anyone can do it, guys. So same thing with this, guys. I give them the script. If you're taking a picture of this, by the way, you can write it down. Highlight the word proven.
I did.
Cool. Love it. If David's my new associate, I say, David, I'm going to give you a script, man. It's solid, dude. Just, you know, take a look, send it out, do whatever. He's probably going to do it versus David. I'm about to give you the number one script in the company. This script alone has brought over 1,000 associates in the last 12 months. Every other team is dying to get their hands on it. Can I text it to you now? The reason I do this, got a little bit of sales, right? Of course. I want him to borrow my posture. He now thinks the script I just gave him is like fishing with dynamite. When you give an associate something like that where you mess with their mindset and put them in a positive place, buckle up. They want that script out to everybody. I hope you guys are picking this up because this is super important. These are like the little,
yeah. These are some,
you know, I always tell people too, guys, I'm not here to change your course of direction a mile. If I can change it 2 millimeters, that might be the only change you need. Okay, cool. Focus the associate on the warm market. So when I'm on that welcome call, I say, in fact, you guys want to hear my PZC script?
Yes.
Cool. So this is how on the welcome call. I'm going to say, Mr. Hall, Dave in this example. Dave, so you just joined the number one team. Listen, you know, the fact we're the number one team has nothing to do with David, your sponsor, me, or you, unfortunately. It truly doesn't. We just happen to copy the system and the models and the playbook better than almost everyone else in the country. And we like to get people launched, right? And the number one way we found to launch people, Dave, is through a PZC. And just stay with me for the next 60 seconds. PZC is private Zoom call. It's the most leveraged activity you're ever going to do in your entire life. I'm going to send you a script that's the most proven script. It has brought over 1,000 new business partners. Every other person in this company is beating down our door to get it. I'm about to give it to you.
You need it.
Your warm market, your friends, family, coworkers, people that you love, know, respect. People you'd have over for a Sunday dinner. You tracking with me on that, Dave? Okay, awesome. We're going to set a date and time in the next 24 hours. We're going to pull our calendar out. I'm going to give you that script. You're going to invite it. You're going to pack the house. You're going to hop onto this Zoom call 5 minutes early. You're going to turn your video on, and you're going to pretend you're in a parade. You're just going to wave and say hello to all your friends and family. You're going to introduce me quickly, 30 seconds. I'll tell you exactly what to say. I am going to run one of the sickest 25-minute presentations you've ever seen. At the end of that 25 minutes, we're going to get on a quick phone call with all of your guests, answer any questions. Most of them won't even have any. Those will be ready to go. And we're going to sign them all up. And Dave, the cool part with this model is the average associate on our team that does this makes anywhere from $200 to $1,100 in the first 24 hours. So I have a question for you, Dave. Do you want to get launched?
Yes, sir.
By the way, guys, I get goosebumps doing it myself, and I've been doing it for a year. So many things come out on this. Some people don't say yes, and I am A-okay with it. This is not for everybody, guys. And you guys might dumb yours down a little bit, make it a little bit different, pivot more to where it is for everyone. Ours is for high speed. This model, I mean, this business just loves speed. So some people say no. If I had to put a number on it, probably about 15%. Yeah, I don't know, man. You kind of lost me at launch. They're still on our team. We finished the welcome call. They're just not going to get a ton of my time, unfortunately. They'll get like the group coaching, things like that, right? It's just, it is what it is. Okay. The other 85% are like, yes. And even though we're on this, like they're leaning in. I can feel it over the phone. They're like, bro, launch me. Launch me, Mr. B. Launch me. That's the language you guys want. Like, this is so important, right? It's not me begging them to come do this. Hopefully you guys are tracking on that too. Okay, cool. Check in on the new associate every single hour the day of. I lose people on this. Aaron, that sounds like a job. This is a job, guys. I'm sorry about it. It is. And I'm going to give you an example of Garrett. If I waited until 7:45 to check in and it is 8 o'clock PZC for him to tell me he had zero, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Mr. Hall. You cannot pivot in 15 minutes. I can't course correct. It is very difficult for me to go get mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, neighbor, all that in 15 minutes time. But because I checked in with him at 9 a.m., guys, I don't even know the math on that. I think it's 11 hours. I had 11 hours to course correct. I had 11 hours of coaching time. So I'm going to challenge you guys, check in. The average associate will not start inviting if you don't check in until about an hour before. And that's why I designed this, because I failed so many times. My schedule was full and I had no new people on a call, right? So hopefully you guys are stealing on that too. New associate must be on the Zoom. I need to change that needs to must. Must be on the Zoom 5 minutes early with the sponsor if at all possible. Guys, I'm not going to run the PZCs for a sponsor if they're not on. It's just the way I run business. I am here to duplicate leadership. I'm not here to be the end-all, be-all for every associate on the team, right? That goes back to having a job. There's no leverage. I'm happy to pour into you as long as it takes, as long as you're showing up and you're leaning in. So our standard is the new associate with their sponsor. I see Mr. Hall loving it. It's important, guys. That's how we're able to do this at scale. So you, the associate, and the sponsor, 5 minutes early. Not four, 5 minutes early. Both your videos are on. I learned this the hard way. Dave's guests, friends, family are all going to do what he does. If his video's off, their video's off, right? This is scheduled. So be somewhere. Be in a room where you can see a big deer head. Be somewhere, like not in a car driving, right? Be doing something where you can have a camera on. It's important. Okay, cool. New associate on this call, they have three jobs. They need to welcome their friends and family. By the way, you guys hear me say friends and family all the time. I'm setting the stage for them to invite their warm market. This is not a cold market launch. Cool. They need to edify the presenter. So me, I'm going to give them a script. Do not, sorry to preach, but I'm passionate about this. Do not just have your brand new associate wing it. They're already terrified out of their mind. Most people have not done a Zoom call. Just having video on paralyzes 99% of this world, guys. It's going to be getting a little bit better now with Zoom, but most are terrified. And then if you say you have to go edify Mr. Hall, oh my gosh, I would have fainted. Absolutely fainted, right? So give them that script. Make it so easy. I'll give you my edification tools, right? It's three facts about the person and one emotion. Three facts, one emotion. That's all it is. Cool. And then the last step for the brand new associate, they must take notes on the guest. I want to know who was leaning in. And by leaning in, guys, that's a sales technique. In fact, this always happens. I get jacked about the opportunity, if you guys haven't noticed. When I get to that money slide, my whole voice change. I literally go like this. I start stretching. And I'll see the guests. They're stretching. They're going like this. Like we're about to like go to battle. And I'll get to the money, right? I'm hyping it up. And I'll see someone go like this. That new associate better be writing that name down, right? Because they're double-checking, triple-checking my math. Like, that's huge. And so I tell them, you're going to take notes on who's leaning in during the presentation. If anyone asks a question, don't answer it. Just take notes. Because the minute that PZC is over, we're going to go from hot to cold. Hot to cold. I'm also grooming this brand new associate into a leadership role, right? He has a job. It's not just sit back, put your feet up, let me go get a soda and watch Dave Hall run a presentation. No, he's taking mental reps day one. Day one. We have managers on our organization right now, guys, running PZCs. Managers. And it's because of this model. Think about the leverage for the leadership on this call, by the way. Cool. Set expectations for the follow-up. This goes back to my famous quote. Most people play not to lose versus playing to win. And I got burned on this for months. I told you I'm not the sharpest guy. It took me months to figure this one out. I don't even know where our team would be today if I did it quicker. So steal this from me. The average person, if you don't teach this, they hang up the PZC. They're so excited. They're like, Aaron just killed it. I had to add that. He did so well, right? That was amazing. They hang up the phone. I shut Zoom down and they're looking. Oh, I know my buddy Dave's going to call. I know mom's calling too. I know my neighbor is too. She needs this. And guess what happens? This phone doesn't ring. It doesn't ring. And the longer it takes from that Zoom ending and this phone not ringing, their love-o-meter of Legal Shield goes straight down on that graph, guys, straight down. And I lost doing this so many times where I would end and be like, Dave, you got to get him on the phone. They freeze up to the point some people would even lie to me. And I don't mean lie like in a malicious, trying to hurt me way. They were lying because they were uncomfortable calling their people because they kept saying to themselves, if they liked it, they would have called me, right? And so they wanted me to almost leave them alone. And so I started to build this in early, guys. I set expectations. Dave, as soon as that call is done, we're going to look over your notepad. You're going to merge every single one on the call with me. And it's super simple. In fact, we don't even teach the welcome call, not the welcome call, the three-way call on this. I want their singular focus to be getting butts into seats. So that first merge is awful. It is what it is. I might have to pivot a little. I just don't want them to get distracted where they don't want to do it. So they merge over. So they now know their phone's not going to ring. Right? Write this down. If you can manage expectations, you're going to win. Because without this step, guys, their expectation is their phone's going to ring off the hook. And if anyone's been in this company long enough, you know it's not true. They could love the information, but buying Legal Shield isn't sexy. There's no true incentive, this is my opinion, versus me buying it this minute or waiting 3 hours. It's not like I'm going to go run down the street showing everybody my new app. It's not like a new car, right? A new four-wheeler if you're Mr. Hall, right? It's not fun like that. Yet we all need it. I'm not arguing that, right? Okay, hopefully you guys get that too. Cool. 99% of guests will not call. Call down from hot to cold, and then teach the associate how to do a proper three-way call. We're starting to sprinkle that step in. But this is what we're doing, guys. And the other thing, too, is, you know, so who did I do this for the other day? I signed up an associate. It's probably 11 days ago, 9 days ago, something like that. They were in California. I signed them up at, I think it was 9:45 at night, 9:45 my time. So it's pretty late. We set her PZC for 8 a.m. Pacific time the next day. She had less than 12 hours to do this. And someone's going to think on this call, they might even throw in the chat, Aaron, I don't believe it. There's no way. You need more time to get guests. It's not true if you're inviting warm. If I call my good friend Dave, right, who I think is a really good friend of mine, I think he'd give me a shirt if I asked for it. And I said, Dave, I need 15 minutes of your time tomorrow morning at 8. Now, I know you might be busy, but it would mean the world to me. If he's a friend of mine, guys, he's doing it. And when I learned this a few months ago, right, everything changed. We were setting PZCs. This is embarrassing. 4 to 5 days out. I thought that's how much time people needed. You don't.
Did you hit join auto or whatever the thing is? Yeah,
if I call Mr. Hall inviting him to a PZC 5 days from now, he's going to say yes without checking his schedule. Didn't even add it. Not trying to be malicious. That's 5 days. He's not 5 days away. So trust me on this. 24 hours max. We do a lot of ours. If I had to guess a number, 50% of them, same day. What happens when you get someone going from associate to manager in the first 5 hours? Guys, we're doing it. Like, it is game over. And the other cool thing, too, I was helping another team the other day. For anyone who's not having the growth they want, not having the wins they want, right? We're all going to be there. We've all been there if you've done it long enough. If I were you and you do this model, I just need one person. I'm going to get in trouble for saying this because everyone's supposed to be recruiting. It doesn't even have to be your recruit. Someone on your team. I need one person right now. If Dave Hall gave me one person right now, I could run this model and I will have more PZCs for Dave Hall next week than he can even handle. He'll be reaching out to Mr. Moore, begging for help, saying, I can't keep up. I have 5 a day. And it came from one person this week and your whole schedule changes next week. I want to make sure people are tracking on this. That Garrett story, I did one PZC tonight. I had 3 more tomorrow. We signed, I think it was 17 or 18 people. He ended up with 19 or 20. I don't remember now. That next day, I had 19 welcome calls to do. I had 19 PZCs scheduled in the next 48 hours off one person. Your whole world can change. They always say off one recruit, and I get that. It's off one person. The other cool thing with this model, guys, rock stars do well, talent does well, but so do ordinary people. Everybody has a warm market. Everybody. I have people who are hitting the ED level, and I don't mean this to be rude or anything else, who have not had a lot of wins in their life, have not had massive success, but they plug in, they're coachable, and they're running this with speed and hunger, and they're freaking winning, and they're winning big time, guys. That's what I had, man. I'm happy to do a Q&A. Anything else you want me to touch on, my friend?
Wow, absolutely amazing stuff. I think I'm looking at the lines. I mean, we're at 99 lines. We're maxed out as far as we can go. If you have a question for Mr. Browning, do you want to throw it in the chat section? You can throw it in the chat section. We have just a couple minutes that we could maybe answer a couple questions. But I got to tell you guys, I've watched this man in work, in play. I've watched him sit there and work the phones, and I've watched it look so smooth and so easy. But I guarantee you, the man has put a lot of time into personal development and learning how to do it, learning how to do this business. And it's no secret that, you know, he's picking up bonus checks, quarterly bonus checks, over $55,000 bonus checks. For just doing what he's doing. He's mastered the art. And every MVP on the call, when we do an MVP call, if someone throws out a question for Aaron Browning and he takes the mic, look out, because everyone grabs their pen and their notepads. They're like, holy cow. And there's been numerous MVP calls where when we're done, people say, hey, Don Thompson, hey, is there anywhere we can get like a recording of today's MVP call? Because the training was freaking fabulous. And it's just simply because literally Mr. Browning took the mic. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I might get in trouble for saying this, but he's an open book. Two people on our call today took some training that we did for I always say their name wrong, and this is so bad because they're so famous. A coin?
Yeah, Frank and Teresa, a coin.
Oh, I said it right. Okay, cool. Amazing, amazing couple, by the way. Anyway, so Mr. Shahid, become a good friend of mine, fellow MVP. I believe he had 31 power team recruits last month. This month, he will clear 110 to 115, and he will tell you right now, this has nothing to do with like cocky or anything else. It's from running this PZC playbook. He's running it word for word. Has literally just tripled his business. He will clear, mark my words, 25,000 for the builder bonus just this month alone. Just this month alone. Something
funny. Alex Shahid's been begging to come to Utah to do a Super Saturday, and I told him, I said, I can't invite you until you get your $100,000 ring. And Saturday night, I texted him when they announced he just got his ring. I texted him like, dude, you got your ring, when you want to come to Utah? He's like, let me get home. Let's look at our calendars. He's so excited to come out here and go shoot some things and blow some stuff up.
I love it. But guys, this model is for everybody. I don't want anyone checking out, you know, how it's playing small, thinking small. Like, I don't know if I could do it. Yes, you can. Yes, yeah. You can. Go fill your schedule. And even if it's not you running, you know, I should have shared this too. I mentioned managers doing PZCs. This is really, really important, guys. You have to start grooming leaders for this to go. And that example I just gave with Garrett, guys, I had 19 welcome calls in 48 hours. Like, that's a brand new leg. Like, I don't expect him 2 days in to be leading. I want to be clear on that. But my other legs were neglected during that, like, I mean, really it was like a 2 week period where I was like, I was locked and loaded on this gentleman because he was leaning in hard. We were going to run this thing until we ran it. So that's important that you're grooming leaders. A couple ways to do this. You're going to meet a Mr. Hall, Mr. Shahid, who just loved the stage, loved teaching, loved doing all that. That's not me. Like, this is uncomfortable. I have to lean in, embrace the uncomfortable. Right. So for the normal people, right, who aren't like those alphas, you got to take baby steps, right? And Mr. Carruthers did this very, very well with me. I hated the stage. I was terrified to where, you know, I would edify him at a open house, right? I would edify the speaker. My knees were shaking. I would do that for 2 weeks. The third week, you know, he was like, Aaron, if you don't mind, you seem to really understand the opportunity half. I'm going to do the membership and I'll invite you up to the second half. I was still scared, but I was like, okay, I can do that. I did that for 2 or 3 weeks, got my legs underneath me. And then all of a sudden he got sneaky. He was like, you know, I'd really love to hear the membership side because you have such good stories. So all of a sudden I would do that for a couple of weeks. At the end of 45 to 60 days, I was leading my own. And that's the slow pace. You can do it much faster, right? But I think that's really, really important, guys. You got to get the leadership team. Otherwise, this model is going to blow you out. Like, you just can't keep up, which is a problem we all want, by the way.
Wonderful. Hey, let's jump to Ms. Joan Buckner out of Albuquerque. Her question, she wants to know, when you have an associate, and let's say they get five people on the PZC, after the PZC, are you personally calling each one of those guests? Because we know they don't call the new associate. Are you helping them call them? Clarify that for her.
Yeah. So if Dave's the new associate, I'm going to call him the minute it's over, right? And I'm going to say, awesome. Who is your hottest person? Who was number one? They'll say it. They'll say it was Felicia. Awesome. Go ahead and get Felicia on the phone and push that merge. They don't even know what hit them. They don't even know what they, here's the other thing too. And this, it's funny. You just learned this by teaching. I am setting the expectation day one. They don't know that expectation to be any different. Think about that. Like day one, they now know that you have to go follow up. You have to go call versus most people waiting for their phone to ring. This is such a big hack that's going to change everything for you guys. And then we sign them up. We go through the list. Now, in terms of scalability, for anyone on the call that's a leader, it wants to be an emerging leader, that sort of thing. If Dave Hall is the brand new associate and Joan is, let's say, a manager on the team, she's on that call with us, right, at PZC. She's taking lots of notes. And I'm telling her, by the way, the manager's notes are different. She's taking notes on my stories, on my presentation, when I lean in, my transitions, my tie downs, my closing techniques, right? And I'm telling her that ahead of time. At the end of that, she is the one, the minute the PZC is over, because I did it with her several times, she's now calling Dave saying, Dave, get number one on the phone with me. And that's how, honestly, I do PZCs most nights, guys. I'll do three or four back to back, you know, like 6, 7, 8, 9. And I don't have time for the three-way call. So the next manager, the senior director, whoever it is, upline, is leading those three ways. But yes, to answer your question, we're holding their hand with it.
You know, I so appreciate it. It's funny because I've heard these things in the past when you've trained them. And I took the notes on the things that I needed. I can't believe how much I forgot about what you told me. And we've been growing. We just broke 2 new EDs this month. And I've been doing a ton of these PZCs, but I've just been doing them for anyone on the team that needs them. And I'm running into this problem. And now I totally remember you told me what to do, but I wasn't ready to hear it the last time you told me to do this. And just tonight, right before this call, I did a webinar and I had a bunch of guests on there and literally ended right when another one started. And so I had to call the upline and say, you need to get with your new associate and help close all these people because I have to jump on this other call over here. And I totally forgot when that associate needs me to do the, I need their upline on that webinar with me so that I can kind of pass that off for him to close them. And I picked up this nugget. This nugget is so valuable. I wasn't ready to hear it back then, or I just didn't think it applied. And after today's experience, I realized I didn't maximize the PZC because I didn't have the sponsor, the upline, on that webinar with me, and I had to pass it off. But now he doesn't have the relationship. He doesn't know those people. He didn't hear their stories. He didn't see them lean in and body language. He's cold with his new associate trying to close them, and that's not fair to him to ask him to try to do all that work. My bad. That's a learning thing for me. I'm so glad that I was on this call tonight. And guys, Mr. Moore has recorded this. This is priceless stuff. If you have people on your team that didn't get on this call, we maxed out the lines, so they probably couldn't. We hit 100 and they probably couldn't get on. If you have people on your team that did not get this, get Mr. Moore, please make this link available somewhere that we can send out to everyone on the team that we can encourage them to watch this because the training on here is priceless. You guys, if we take the training that Mr. Browning has been teaching with his team, if we apply this and we all know our role and it doesn't matter what level you are in the company, we all learned from this call tonight. If we take this and apply this, there's no reason why we couldn't have $55,000 quarterly bonus checks dropping in our bank account, 1,400 recruits in the next year, and so many other things that are going on. Out of respect for your time, Mr. Browning, I promise you we wouldn't go long. So thank you. You've been a gentleman and a scholar and a novel. And thank you. Thank you. I don't think we can say enough thank yous for your time. You have no financial reason to be here. You don't make a dime off of anybody in this entire webinar, but you poured your heart into us for the last hour. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I'm going to pass it back to you to wrap this up.
All I can say is, wow. Thank you, Mr. Browning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Incredible job, my friend. I mean, the Nuggets and you know, Dave, you know, we did record this. We will put it out to the entire organization. And, man, guys, all I can really stress to you guys is we just have a handful of days left this month. We only have a handful of days. But I challenge each and every one of you to implement the techniques that were taught tonight. Implement the techniques that were taught tonight by Mr. Browning, and all your goals and aspirations that you had for this month are attainable. They're right out in front of you. How many PZCs can you do before the end of the month and capitalize by using the live corporate Zoom calls three times every day? Three times every day in addition to your private Zoom calls. Amazing things can happen. You can position yourself right now in this crisis that our nation's facing to set yourself up for financial freedom. I just encourage you all to take up that challenge. Take up that charge. Mr. Browning, thank you so much for your time and pouring into us tonight, my friend. I really appreciate it. Very sincere. And I hope that in the next few months, that if you don't mind, to come back and pour into us again. Would that be okay? All right, my friend. Well, when we see you in Mexico later this summer, Dave Hall's got your complete tap. It's on him. He's got all everything taken care of. But guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Again, this is recorded. We will put it up. Always put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third. Everything else will take care of itself. God bless you, and have a phenomenal week. Good night, everyone.